Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of May 21st, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous would like to congratulate WMT Radio on its 100th anniversary, as Camp Courageous celebrates its 50th anniversary. Half of WMT's existence has been spent supporting Camp Courageous, starting back in 1972 with WMT sports broadcaster Tay Cummins and his wife Dottie. Dottie told me 43 years ago, if it wasn't for WMT, there wouldn't be a Camp Courageous. I was just 25 years old, and that comment has stuck with me ever since. Looking back, it was incredible that the legendary radio station WMT risked everything to get behind a brand new charity. Camp Courageous has been forever grateful. School groups continue to come out to Camp Courageous from a one-day to an overnight camp session during the spring. Each day is packed with activities for students of all ages, from the new zip line to paddle boating to riding the camp train to adventure activities and bowling. This past week, campers came from St. Francis Xavier, Vinton-Shelsburg, Cascade, Fairfield, Strive, along with our friends from Okno and Iowa City. Their days were packed with all kinds of activities and a fun time for all. Here's a teacher from Fairfield talking about her experiences at Camp Courageous.
This is my 12th year. Just watching the kids try things on their own. It's just like them realizing they're okay without their parents, you know, coming like for the first time. Because I'm kindergarten and first grade. So every year they're like, you know, all my child's never stayed away from me and that kind of thing. And this year I have a couple that have never stayed without their parents, and they're great. They're fine. You know, it's usually the parent that has more problems than the child. And so I try to send pictures and keep in contact. I try to make sure I call home and let them talk to their kids. But of course the kids are all running around, and you know, they are the ones that don't want to talk. But it's just really good to let them be independent and let them like have these great experiences, like the zip lines. And right now we have a group learning how to build a tent and cook on an outdoor, you know, campfire, and even just sleep. It's not really outdoor sleeping, it's, you know, in a cabin, and it's nice, but they get to sleep with other students and they love that. Just getting to have overnight, you know, sleeping. And they're worried that nobody else can take care of them. And they're worried that the kids are just going to not be able to, like, eating for one thing. You know, they won't eat anything else. That's a huge thing. They only will eat what I cook, or they'll only eat, only have one thing for breakfast. And then I come back and I'm like, guess what? They had blueberry muffins, or they had waffles, or they're like, really? And then we get home and they're like, hey, they asked for that now, you know, things like that. New things, yes. And the ARC of Jefferson County sends us. I mean, they are a big fund. We do fundraise for, or I mean, we try to help fundraise for it. But they are huge supporters of us, and they've sent us every year and provide this wonderful, you know, experience. But if we didn't have them, we couldn't come. So that's a big plug for them. I mean, they are wonderful, wonderful people. And the Lions Club gave us money this year to come too. So that was a huge support. But the distance is huge. As soon as they find out where it's at, the parents are like, oh no, you know, we can't. but we bring a car too. So if somebody gets sick, but of course you guys have a nurse on staff and medical care, great medical care. And so that is reassuring. And we've had parents call up and ask them questions and, you know, are you familiar with this and that and, you know, whatever disability, and they are. And if they aren't, they find out, you know, they'll research it and talk to the doctors and whatnot. So
what'd you think of the zip line?
Oh, loved it. That was new and that was fabulous. And it was great to go with the child, because we could sit right with them, because a lot of times it's pretty scary to go by yourself. But that was really fun. Yeah.
The camp's travel program did the Laurel Ingalls tour, and this weekend the camp's travel program is up at the Wisconsin Dells. Next week starts summer orientation for new staff. This week is full of information and activities, and always a very good time. A big thank you to Eric Wheeler for giving Camp Courageous the opportunity to give a program to the Iowa City Rotary. Had a wonderful time with them. Also, a big thank you to all those people that came out last Sunday for the 35th annual Cruising for Camp Courageous. Once again, a beautiful day, a great turnout, and a big thank you to all. Roundup for Camp Courageous will be starting Monday, May 23rd at all the participating Fairway stores. This is an opportunity that you go up to the cash register and the cashier will ask you if you'd like to round up to the nearest dollar to help support Camp Courageous. Participating Fairway stores include those in Ames, Anamosa, Ankeny, Bettendorf, Boone, Burlington, Cedar Falls, Cedar Rapids, Clinton, Creston, Davenport, Decorah, Dubuque, Dyersville, Eldora, Evansdale, Grinnell, Hiawatha, Independence, Iowa City, Knoxville, Manchester, Maquoketa, Marion, Marshalltown, Moline, Monticello, Muscatine, Nevada, New Hampton, New Liberty, Owine, Ottumwa, Piasta, Tiffin, Toledo, Vinton, Waterloo, Waukon, Waverly, and Webster City. A big thank you to all those Fairway stores. A big thank you to Fairway for doing this. It's a huge fundraiser for the camp. The need for this next week is summer counselors. If you know anybody that would be interested in being a summer counselor at Camp Courageous, have them get a hold of us as soon as possible. There's great pay, great benefits, and a wonderful opportunity to be with our campers. Camp Courageous lost a couple of dear friends in the past week. Bob Morris, 89, of Solon, longtime supporter, used to run Bob's DX there in Solon, passed away, and he and his family asked that his memorials go to Camp Courageous. Also, Sam Olive of LeClaire, longtime supporter, great family, passed away, and his memorials go to camp. We hope you have a wonderful Memorial Weekend and a great coming week. Thank you for listening.